You are listening to a podcast on the Inclusive Just-in-Time Training Toolkit for Public Health Investigations. This toolkit is one of several NACHO Advanced Practice Center tools that have been updated to better prepare local health departments to respond to emergencies. This recording is presented by the Multnomah County Health Department Advanced Practice Center in cooperation with the National Association of County and City Health Officials. Today we are speaking with Aaron Stevens, Program Specialist for the project. Thanks for being with us, Aaron.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Tell us about the Inclusive Just-in-Time Training Toolkit for Public Health Investigations.
Sure. The Inclusive Just-in-Time Training Toolkit, or IJIT Toolkit as we like to refer to it, is a comprehensive document designed to guide a health jurisdiction through a public health-based investigation in response to a biological, radiological or chemical threat, or naturally occurring disease outbreak. The toolkit details who should be involved in an investigation, how it should be carried out, and provides the basic knowledge necessary to do so. An example of a public health investigation might be the exploration of a local E. coli outbreak or incidents of a tuberculosis outbreak in a school. An investigation may also be used for a low-level incident, such as finding the cause of a foodborne illness. Public health investigations are designed to find the source of the threat or pathogen, judge the risk that it presents, and deal with it effectively to minimize negative impact to the public.
Can you break down the components of the toolkit for the listeners?
Sure. The toolkit consists of an epidemiology surveillance group supervisor, using the terminology that we provide in the toolkit, a briefing checklist. This provides a simple and quick method of communicating information to all staff during an operational period briefing. There's also a notes page for leaders or those who are training volunteers to take notes on during the operational period briefing. This really allows them to tie back information during the actual JIT session that should happen immediately following the briefing. The toolkit also includes a field training guide, which is a 7-part customizable just-in-time training curriculum that includes response information as well as job action sheets or position checklists. There's also what we call a go guide for the surge responder or volunteer assigned to a specific functional area, such as the phone bank and referral team or the case investigation team. And this is a portable and accessible resource that also outlines kind of general response information for that role, as well as specific job information. The final piece of the toolkit is an evaluation form, which allows responders to evaluate the training that they were offered. And this really allows the JIT program to be continually improved upon over time.
I've heard of just-in-time training, but what does it mean for JIT to be inclusive?
The inclusive aspect refers to a focus on the cognitive, behavioral, and emotional needs of responders, the cultural context within a response environment, and learning styles of responders. The goal is really to train in a way that is inclusive of these principles, which allows responders to achieve levels of confidence and competence with the work they've been assigned to do. A key concept to the inclusive model is ensuring that responders have an opportunity to practice job roles ahead of time. Practice addresses a cognitive need of understanding the situation or the emergency, a behavioral need of mastery of the skills they've been assigned, and an emotional need for comfort. We found that a lot of existing JIT programs don't do a great job of addressing practice.
So why should I be concerned about inclusivity? Shouldn't I just tell people what they need to hear as quickly as possible and send them out to do their job? Are these methods based on any research?
Well, it's a good question, and some would argue that there's little time to think about these elements when lives are potentially being lost. However, it's important to note that advancements in training methods can actually increase the overall efficiency and capacity of a response by better preparing the responders. So the design of this tool is really based on adult learning theory, which has been widely researched in theory and in practice across many disciplines. It's also based on research on intercultural communication. So if we take a little extra time to ensure that responders feel confident, comfortable, and competent in the roles they've been assigned, we may see better results from our training efforts. That's the goal anyway.
So tell me a little bit more about cultural context. What does this mean exactly with regard to a public health emergency response?
Sure. When we say there's a focus on cultural context, what we mean is that we're intentionally placing an emphasis on the diversity of experiences, opinions, beliefs, attitudes, and otherwise that individuals, groups, and organizations bring to a response environment. Cultural competence is a core value and competency of public health practice, and this shouldn't be lost during times of crisis, especially when there may be groups that have been disproportionately impacted by the public health event. Being culturally sensitive or aware will allow the needs of these communities to be better addressed through enhanced understanding and communication. I'll also add that it does take great forethought and planning in order to be able to effectively address the cultural environment, and health departments should really be engaged in this work on a regular basis. The hope is that it'll be easier during a response if the community building and cultural competency training has already occurred with staff and volunteers.
How does this toolkit help fill a gap in preparedness?
Well, based on the market research that we did, we found that rapid training for a public health investigation requiring personnel above and beyond what a department has to offer was almost non-existent. The toolkit was really an effort to create a systematic approach to inclusive training based on the functional needs of a public health investigation. The positions we've included in the toolkit are able to be tailored to meet the response needs of a local jurisdiction and the terminology that they use. When we tested this tool at the regional health department, we found it was helpful in terms of orienting Medical Reserve Corps volunteers, as well as staff from other service areas within the department, to potential roles that they might hold in an investigation.
This tool was created by a large health department. How is it useful to the majority of health departments across the country that might have significantly fewer resources or personnel?
Yeah, this toolkit is a collection of pieces that can be individually tailored to virtually any size and any type of emergency response organization. The toolkit's available in both PDF and Microsoft Word format so that any of the content can be altered. Health jurisdictions are free to change titles, add logos, or change bullet points and checklists to adapt to their specific needs and to adjust to the incident command language used in their jurisdiction. We also want to highlight that this toolkit is modular. It can be used in part or in whole. If there are some aspects that don't apply to your training agenda, feel free to leave them out. We just ask that health departments do leave our logo and contact information on the tool.
How is this tool accessed, and where can someone go with questions?
This toolkit, along with hundreds of additional APC products, can be found at the APC website at apc.naccho.org. That's apc.naccho.org. If someone has questions about this product specifically or is in need of technical assistance, they can contact apc@multco.us. That's apc@multco.us.
Aaron Stevens is a program specialist with the Multnomah County Health Department's Advanced Practice Center in Portland, Oregon. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.